Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Bill?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, hi, Bill. My name's Tina, and I'm one of the technicians in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
Good.
Good. Get to hear. Happy Thursday, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I know you were speaking with Tara, and she's really good as far as explaining the program, but did you have any questions regarding where you're going to appear on the search results or how this works other than pricing?
I have to have somebody else check into that. I wouldn't know anything of which you speak, either of you, because I don't do anything on computers. I have somebody that handles everything on a computer that I do. I haven't really advertised for years and years, but I was thinking of doing it. I actually just got something on Angie's List or whatever that is.
Got it.
Maybe try something else as well. Yeah. It's funny, we don't know what the cost is, and I'll have to
yes.
ask somebody else to look into wherever this is or whatever it is. So.
Thank you for relaying that to me because, you know, we have a lot of people that don't even go on computers that benefit from this because all you're going to have to do is answer the phone when people call you, and I know you're going to answer the phone, right? Because in a nutshell, Bill, it's just an easier way for new customers to find you, right? So the main benefit is in the exclusivity, meaning the position just became available. We are filling it today. So if it's something that you'd like to take advantage of, once we begin working with you on the first page of Google and Bing, we'll block out the entire category, meaning that we cannot work with anyone else that does what you do. And I'm sure that you can see the benefits of being on the first page of Google in front of your competitors, right?
Yeah, just if you can let me know the cost.
Yep. With the legacy rate pricing, that's a 50% reduction off of our regular rate, and it'll set everything at a flat rate month-to-month of $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in, so the initial investment would be $398. And what that will include for you is not only your first page listing on Google and Bing, but also it'll program you into the popular directories as well as the mobile platform. So I don't know, you know, since you don't really like to go on the computer, but you know how most of your customers probably like to do the searches from their smartphones?
Yes.
Right? So once we program Waddle Painting into the mobile platform, now you'll also become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. And then you'll have a detailed tracking system too, Bill, which means you'll see how many new clients you're receiving. You'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. And if they looked you up, you'll see which zip codes they're coming from. You know, that way everything is very transparent. And my question to you is, you know, being that this is a month-to-month program, I'm sure it's something that you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot, you know, at least for a couple months, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
So you said it was $299 a month?
Correct.
$399 to start up?
Yeah, a dollar shy. It's $398 today, and then $299 each month, because the $99 setup goes just on the first payment only.
$299 a month from... After the initial month, yeah, okay.
Yep, and you're grandfathered into that rate, so it doesn't matter if you, you know, take on 5 clients in a month or if you grow your business and you take on 50 clients in a month. Either way, you're grandfathered into that pricing where it would never go up.
So anyway, this is month to month as well. So if I don't see any results after a couple months, I'm out without a problem, correct?
Exactly. Yeah, we do that for a reason, Bill, because we're a performance-based company. So we allow you to try the program, track the actual revenue that you're receiving, and kind of pay as you go. If you're ever not happy, you can cancel at any time. There's never a cancellation fee or anything like that. But I will tell you that I'm confident that you won't cancel because you're going to love it. And nobody cancels on profit. You know, it's like that old saying, if you spend a dollar and you get 10 back, you're probably going to want to spend that dollar every single time, you know. So it's all based on the return, of course, which, you know, being on Google, it's a no-brainer because that's where most people hire from anyway, you know.
Right. Okay, well, yeah, I'll go ahead and give it a try. And this will be, again, this is something haven't done any internet stuff, whatever. You get it on your phone, same thing before. And I think I'm on there in various forms. Couldn't tell
I can that, relate to you because my dad doesn't go, on the internet, and I know exactly what you're talking about, and that's the beauty of this.
No,
you don't...
I do see how people are getting their, are finding phone numbers for companies to do work for them. I do see how that's done now. It is all on a phone or, you know, and,
Yep, 100%.
And I'm thinking your guys are, and I'll have to have somebody look for this stuff, other than myself, wherever I am, to see it. But, I'll know soon enough from the what results I would get.
Yep.
Meaning, okay, well, now, can I start, you go month to month, correct?
Yes. So what I'll do is I'll secure the position and block out the category and then set an appointment for later today or tomorrow for my technician to call you, and they'll go over your keywords and getting you set up and your service area and whatnot. That's going to take about 20 minutes. It's a 20-minute call. And if you want someone there to help you during the client interview, you know, with the computer stuff, you can, but you don't have to be in front of a computer. You can just answer their questions.
I don't have to be. Right. I don't have
right.
to be.
Exactly.
You are going to put together whatever that will be on the ad, right? You got
exactly. Yeah, they will probably ask you because I see that there's already a verified Google listing for your business. They probably ask you to go in and add us as a manager, and that's super simple. Whoever helps you with the computer can do that. It takes 10 seconds, you know. And then
they would ask me to do what with whoever?
Probably add Local Splash as a manager to your Google listing. That way we can go in there and optimize it to show on the first page. Because
Google listing I have now.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know what I have right now. I know somebody did something and put something on Facebook for me recently.
Very good. That's very good.
I've had zero results. I did have two terrible calls a month and a half ago or something, but otherwise there hadn't been anything from it. And I actually saw it for the first time just yesterday, what it is, and it's okay, whatever. But as far as ads go, anyway, we'll try you. And that one is free or whatever. It's on Facebook.
Yes.
And it's just got my phone number and says what opening, blah, blah, blah. So,
Bill, I have a question, if I may. On the Google listing, there's a different phone number. There's 559-449-9162. Is that the number that you prefer clients to call on, or
no,
do you prefer this one ending in
953? That was my original number, the 449 number. And for some reason, and I had to keep that, but for some reason I lost it a few months ago, and I need to go to AT&T now because it's supposed to be just called forwarded to myself, and that has disappeared. So I'm probably going to go to AT&T. I already tried to take care of that, and that's another reason I've probably been slow. I've lost that 449 number. which I just kept because it's my original phone number for the business. Now,
but
I,
in the meantime, we can use this one, the one 250-9530. Would that work?
Yeah, I would just want the 250 number on the whatever's coming up now, but I do need to go to AT&T and, cause you say, like you're saying, there's something on Google that shows both number. Does it show?
No, it doesn't show the other number. It just shows the 449 number. That's why I want to get into the Google page and update that for you so that moving forward, we'll have clients call this phone ending in 9530. So I'm putting a note in there for the, technician. That client.
Yeah,
has
well, I'm
going
to go to AT&T anyway and get that fixed. But whatever the apparatus that I had here at home that wasn't a phone line, used to be a landline, isn't anymore. It just gets called forward and it stopped working. So, and I tried to fix it a month ago and did nothing worked. And anyway, I'm going to need to go to them and try it again. But for now, yeah, forget the 449 number.
And use this number just temporarily until you get it fixed, right? Okay, got it.
Yeah, I just need to get this phone.
You know what we could do? If it saves you money, I don't know how much AT&T charges you for that, but if it saves you money, we could get a call tracking number and put it on here for you, and that would be free. So if you prefer not to have the 9530 number listed because that's your personal number, we could purchase.
No. I have no problem with that listed at all. I just would like the other number on as well. I think I've missed work because the other number.
Because it's not forwarding, right?
Again, stopped being call forwarding a few months ago, I believe, because somebody who was trying to reach me found out from somebody else I was still around and this and that, but that number wasn't working. So, anyway.
Got it. Okay, I put a note in here that you're going to get with AT&T and get that fixed so they know they'll use this one in the meantime. And when that's fixed, then, you know, they can put the other number up there, too.
Yeah,
and then I'll
just so there's no confusion as far as any advertising from here out, I can use people will recognize my name or whatever. I can use the 250 number at this point. It's just I'm losing old clients that had the old
from the
number
other.
Or whatever.
Makes sense. Yeah, because you're established for many, many years, so a lot of people probably have you saved with that other number. I see what you're saying.
Well, yeah, I've lived off referrals for, like I said, I haven't been advertising for more than 10 years. Whenever the phone books went away, and so and I've always been busy, but it's gotten slow lately, and I'm going to maybe try a little advertising again. So,
yeah. Oh, wow, it's really good timing for you then. This is going to work so well for your business because right now you have a very weak internet presence, and this is something that will fix that for you and put you front and center and get your phone ringing with new clients, you know? So I'll
See. You said you're months to months, and we'll see. And, again, I know from experience, I've been doing this a long time, what a good results are or not. I'm not expecting this to set the world on fire, but – and I know what the business is like right now as well. It goes up and down overall, and it's been a little down lately as well. So I'm not expecting huge results, but we'll see. And if it's, you know, I'll give it like 2 months or so, you know, paid $800-$700 or whatever it is total, 2 months, maybe go a third and give it the month to month thing I like. You know, when I signed on for the phone book, it was for a year. And I used to run a big ad, so it was pricey. It was like $5,000 a year or something.
Yeah, I believe it.
But it was worth it.
Yep, it's worth it when you're getting
a... Well, I'll try this, and I'll know, I'll recognize, you know, what that the calls would be coming from this, that people I don't know or other stuff. So anyway,
And you can just do it the old-fashioned way, too, and you can say, hey, how did you hear about me? And you're going to start hearing, I saw you online, I looked you up on the Internet,
I
found you on Google.
I pretty much know because people usually tell me up front I got referred by her or you did some work for me or this or that. And I'll know without even having to inquire further that, you know, they're from this new ad. And I will ask, you know, jobs I get and get a, you know, confirm it or whatever. and get an idea of what I'm, kind of results I'm getting. So yeah, we'll try it for a couple months. If somebody's going to call me tomorrow, that's good, and we can go from there, sign up, pay for it and all that, blah, blah.
Yeah, let's get you set up, and then I'll create that appointment for the client interview. No problem. So what's your email address? I'll send you a confirmation email.
Okay, it's BigRed, BIGRED,
mm-hmm.
the number 42,
mm-hmm.
BigRed42 at sbcglobal.net.
Got it. BigRed42 at sbcglobal.net. And then is on the listing, you want the ink on there, right? Waddle Painting Ink? Or do you want it just Waddle Painting?
Waddell Painting Ink. What's the ink? I'm not incorporated.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's so funny. I thought it says on some of your listings that you are an incorporation, but let me take that off just so that it all matches.
I don't know why that was it.
Yeah, that's so weird. Matter of fact, I think on Angie Leads, they have you listed with an incorporation. So let them know that they, you know, should maybe take that off. And then,
yeah, they've screwed up a couple things already.
I talked
to them yesterday.
Really?
And I tried getting back to her because there's a couple things. She emailed a couple things that are already wrong. Anyway, but,
sorry to hear that. I hear that a lot about that company. We work with a lot of their clients. So that's why I like to kind of cross the T's and dot the I's and re-verify everything. That way we get it all set up properly the first time, you know. And I assume that the 5669 North Fresno Street, number 102, that's still the business address, right?
Right.
Okay, excellent. And then I can secure the position for you using a debit or a credit card. What works best?
Do a credit card again.
Okay. And it's your name on the card or the company name or both?
Hello.
I'm here. I would you say the phone cracked up a little bit? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well. Let me give you a credit card. Okay. Now, as of this, when will this start? As far as, and what is the amount that I'm paying right now? This is $398.
Yes, so the $398 you'll be paying right now, and then I create the appointment for my technician to call you, okay? We can get that knocked out today or tomorrow, whatever you like. And then after that happens, we'll have, you know, someone assist you in going in and adding us as manager to the Google listing. The website will launch first. I already got that approved for you that we're going to build a new site for you. So that will be up within 3 to 5 business days. And then as far as our program, Google also allows us to bundle it with some of the Facebook ads, which was phenomenal that you already have a business Facebook, because that way we can start running those ads on it right away, which means that will launch within under 2 weeks. First page placement on Google takes a little bit longer. We usually quote 30 to 45 days. So with that, I always tell people, because of the extensive programming that we start immediately, of course you'll see activity within your first month, Bill, but it is the second month that you really see the program pop. That's when it comes to full fruition, okay?
All right. Yeah, the other thing is, before I were to give you a credit card number and all that, and I'll pay for this, can you email me something that shows me what I'm getting or something? And then
yes. Let me email you.
After I speak?
Yeah, I want you to be comfortable, so I'll send you an email right now. Yeah, my name is Tina, and my extension is 777. It's all on the bottom of this email. But the cool thing about the program is that hold me a second here. I'm putting it in bigred42@sbcglobal.net. I'll put a sample site in the email, too, just so that you can see it. And
yeah,
then
you can do that, and let me know if you could list something on that, where I would go to see like you mentioned, some painter or something, where I would go to see these ads that you're describing to me?
Oh, you could type in anything you want into Google. You could put in painter, you could put in electrician, you could put in anything you want. And what you'll see is at the top, you'll see a couple of companies that say ad next to them. Those are Google pay-per-click ads, and you don't need any of that. That's for big corporations that have tens of thousands of dollars in the marketing budget. But if you scroll down a little bit, you'll see the companies that have the little red dots next to them in a corresponding position on the map. That's where you're going to be placed. And incidentally, it's the highest revenue-generating section online, meaning that when a consumer does a search, 87% will bypass the paid ads at the top and go straight to the local listings, which is where we place you. And of course, nobody goes to the back pages. And when I say nobody, it's actually less than 1% of consumers that will click to page two. And I think that that's simply because we're in an instant gratification type of a world. You know, people do a search and they see the companies coming up are local and credible, and then they hire one. It's as simple as that, you know. So, and on the local maps, if you're looking at the search right now, do you see how the one major difference is?
I'm not looking at anything. I'm going to have
I thought you did.
I'm going to have somebody go on a computer
And show you.
Under Google what?
They would just go to Google.
I'm asking you is if you can send me the information in an email, and I can look into what we're describing that I'm going, that I'm spending money on here, and by somebody showing me on the computer or whatever, and then move forward. You know?
You're in Fresno, which is a highly competitive area for what you do. And when I typed in painter for Fresno, just because we were talking about it, I thought, you know, maybe you were going to look at it too. But I realized, I don't know, I thought someone was there with you that was maybe showing it to you. But if you have to do that later, I respect that. But when you type in painter in Fresno, Google will show you right under the search bar how many results there are. And it's pulling up 12,900,000 results. Now, you and I both know that there's not 12,900,000 painting companies in Fresno, right? So what Google is pulling is data from Fresno, from all the surrounding areas in over 19 years, 20 years since Google first came on the scene. Any company that has created a Google business profile under painter. So that's what
That would still be way too high, 12 million, whatever you're describing.
Well, that's what you'll see when you go on later. You'll see right under any keyword, it'll show you the results. So, you know, that's what I'm seeing under it. And that's what I'm telling you is that because you're in a highly competitive area for what you do, and because we only have one position available, a position of this magnitude, it will fill within 3 to 5 phone calls. So, you know, I have a waiting list.
Then I guess I'll miss it. I don't know what I'm spending on, and I could get something confirmed or whatever. It's fine. But anyway, I just need to confirm what it is I'm looking at that I'm, would be getting, and so on. So if I miss it, I miss it next time around.
Well, I want to explain something to you, if I may, only because you brought up Angie's and you said, oh, I just started them and I don't really know, but, you know, I just started them. So that's the other side of the coin. They are a lead generation program, right? So with that company, they'll sell leads to you and to everybody else out there, meaning there's nothing exclusive about it, right? And with those types of companies, it doesn't matter if you purchase their program today or next week or next month. It's always available because they're selling it to anybody and everybody out there, right? So with this program, we only work with one company per category per area to ensure the one client that we work with gets the maximum amount of phone calls. And the beauty of it is, you know, if you calculate it out, Bill, it's only coming to $9 a day to increase your business, and there's no contract involved, so it's fully cancelable at any time if you're not happy. And I know you and I already went over that, that, you know, I know that you won't cancel when you see a profit, but, you know, it has to be comforting for you as a business owner to know that you have that option. And let's say that you're like,
Debbie, you're going to email me something. Go ahead and
I already did.
What?
Yeah, I already emailed you.
I got to run somewhere here for, if I miss this, I miss it. Anyway, I got to run somewhere for an hour. I'll come back, check the email, and so on and so forth, and blah, blah, blah. Okay.
That'll work because we also are in California, but we're in Southern California, and we all shut down our computers from 11:30 to 12:30 for the lunch hour. So what I'll do is I'll circle back to this when we return. We usually have a little 15-minute meeting or so afterwards. So I'll call you back maybe, you know, between 12:30 to 1-ish, you know, within that 30-minute frame.
Closer to 1-ish would be best. Okay.
Closer to 1. Okay, you got it. I'll call you closer to 1. And then keep in mind, my direct line is at the bottom of that email. So if you have any questions in the meantime, you can call me, okay?
Okay. All right. Thanks
All right. You're welcome, Bill. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.